Dr. Alistair Barrios is a general surgeon on the Big Island. These days, he's seeing only about a third of the patients he normally does.
Some docs have cut back completely on face-to-face patient encounters. The problem is the docs still have practice expenses from which they're going to get no or very reduced income.
He's not sure how long he'll be able to practice with the number of patients he's seeing. Dr. Elizabeth Ann Ignacio is an officer with the Hawaii Medical Association, which represents physicians. She's been working with hospitals to allow doctors to work in medical centers while their office practices have been slower.
A lot of the hospitals are offering temporary disaster privileges, and they're asking their community providers to sign up for those, and they will be compensated, so there are opportunities for them to continue having income and to work while their practice is kind of quiescent.
While hospitals could use more doctors, there's a real worry. Hawaii has the second oldest population of doctors in the nation. 20% of them are over the age of 65. This puts them more at risk during a coronavirus outbreak. So what are older doctors to do? Dr. John Laureus Wade is a member of the Hawaii Physician Shortage Task Force. He says the COVID-19 crisis could lead more doctors to retire. Last year, 91 physicians retired and 152 left the state.
Our concern is that by adding an extrinsic stress of widespread coronavirus within the state of Hawaii, that process that is already in place will simply accelerate.
While two doctors with whom Byros shares an office will retire at the end of the week, he doesn't want to follow them.
We do it because it's a calling. So you don't want to give up, especially in a time of major need.
Byros, who is over the age of 65, doesn't plan to care for coronavirus patients directly, but he still worries for himself and his wife.
You wonder what you're bringing back home. It's one thing if I go to the hospital one day or the office and see a patient who ultimately I know turns out to be COVID positive. Your fears are absolutely realized. And so every day when you go home, do I start sleeping in a separate bedroom and do I wash things separately?
There are about 5,000 physicians who aren't practicing in the state. About two-thirds of them are over the age of 65. That's why Majri Tayao, the Medical Reserves Corps coordinator at the Department of Health, says they could be placed in less risky work situations.
Those that have the knowledge and have the experience can still help without being at risk. So they don't need to be in person, whether it be trainings over phone or using the internet. There's so many innovative ways that we could utilize them.
The Medical Reserve Corps is seeking professional health backgrounds to sign up as volunteers. There's no pay, but it's a way to answer a call for service. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.